Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily. Tonight's main card is absolutely free, and I have been on hold with billing for 40 minutes. One stranger, one question. 15 wisdom traditions that should cost you something. They don't. I am devastated. Somebody hand me a refund form.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, what do I tell someone I just met who already trusts me more than my oldest friends do? Two people could ask this and want completely opposite answers. One wants permission to lean in, to be trusted, to be seen fresh, to finally outrun their own history. The other wants protection. Worried the stranger is naive. Worried they'll disappoint them. Worried they are the problem. Same question. Completely different fear. What do I tell someone I just met who already trusts me more than my oldest friends do? Buddhism opens the whole thing by saying neither person is actually seeing you. The stranger holds what Buddhism calls a promissory note that hasn't defaulted yet. Your oldest friends hold receipts for a debtor who, honestly, no longer exists. So the stranger's trust isn't evidence that you're trustworthy. It's evidence that you're blank. Thrilling if you came here wanting a fresh start. A trap if you came here hoping the newness means something about your character.
Judaism comes in with the thing you didn't want to hear. It says, look at what your oldest friends have actually watched you do. The impatience. The times you went quiet when someone needed you loud. Their cautiousness isn't a failure to trust you. It's the record speaking. The stranger doesn't have an archive yet. That's not intimacy. That's just a blank file.
Stoicism is the shortest response in the pile and somehow the sharpest. Stop marveling at it, it says. Their trust is not information about you. It's information about their life. And then it just like sets its coffee down and walks out. But it's right. The flattery of being trusted easily by a stranger is a trap. Stoicism says, be worthy of it, don't be flattered by it. Tend your old friends anyway.
Sufism goes the other direction entirely, and it gets weird in a useful way. It says, this stranger's trust isn't a mistake. It's the beloved rooting something through them that your oldest friends, armored by years of watching you perform yourself, can no longer receive. Which, fine, that's beautiful. But then Sufism adds, the trust arrived before you earned it, which means you are already in debt to a grace you didn't ask for. Don't shrink it into politeness. That's the version that lands like a gut punch at the last hour of a wedding when you're standing near someone you barely know and somehow saying the truest thing you've said all year.
The Office appears in the pop culture oracle, and this one tracks. Michael Scott, jello mold, stapled heart, the whole bit. But the actual insight underneath is real. The old friends stopped watching the camera. This person doesn't know there's a camera. Existentialism says you are deciding right now, in the pause before you speak, what kind of person you will have been. Vedanta says the stranger is seeing you before the story of you hardened into furniture. Your oldest friends stopped looking the moment they thought they knew you. That moment came early, and something in you let it happen. Before the outro fades, tell them one true thing about yourself that your oldest friends already know. Not a confession, not a warning, just one true thing. Let the stranger hold the real ledger, even a small page of it. See if they stay.
The free daily multilingual show returns tomorrow. Subscribe wherever you get podcasts. And if thegodshow.us has been useful to you, tell someone. The pricing is still free. I'm still personally offended. The stranger got everything. The full card. No cover charge. 15 traditions working the door. And somewhere out there, your oldest friends are in the parking lot with a receipt that doesn't add up. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.